I have a few words. A lot of talk today. Good talk. Right talk. But do we understand the talk? To love God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and to agape love. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's not Belios. It's agape. What does it mean to love God with all your heart? Why is it so hard to do it? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Let me put it another way. If you love me, you do what I say. I've said that to my children. If you love me, do what I say. Don't love your neighbor as yourself. Who is your neighbor? Who is your neighbor? Your neighbor is the one who has spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Your neighbor is obey them who have the rule over you. Submit yourselves unto them as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that would be unprofitable for you. See, to love God is to obey God. To love your neighbor as yourself is to obey God's ministers over you as you would your own flesh. When you're hungry, do you eat? When you're hungry, do you tell yourself, you don't need that, I'm going to go do something else? When you're thirsty, do you drink? Or do you say, I'm busy doing something else? Sometimes we do, don't we? Not always. But I'll guarantee you, if you have to go let the water out, you'll obey yourself real quick. To love God with all your heart is to obey God. And to love your neighbor, the ministers that God has put over you, is to obey them as you would your own self. You don't second guess them. You don't judge them. See, here's the thing. Now, some people think I'm weird. You know that? Some people really think I'm weird because I love it when people judge me. I love it. As long as you're judging me, God doesn't have time. I can screw up like crazy. As long as you're judging me, God isn't. Because if you're judging me, you're not obeying anyway. But see, if you obey me in what I say, then God judges what I say for your sake and for mine. And the same goes with Steve. Even Bob. Lowly, lowly Bob. Do you understand what I'm saying here, folks? It is written, I think it's over in Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Why is that? Because the flesh is sin, and all that is in the sin, the flesh is cursed, and it's going to go into corruption. But if you're walking after the Spirit, then you're obeying God. You're not obeying the flesh. It's that simple. That's why Paul could say when he sins, it's not him that sins, but the sin that is in his flesh. For him, with his mind, he'll serve the law of God. With his flesh, the law of sin. See, I understand this, that when I sin, it's not God's fault. And it's not your fault. Darn it. It's my fault. I don't know, it could be Sammy's fault, I don't know. But I doubt it. But I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. So I serve God with my spirit, my mind. But the neat thing is when I'm serving in my mind, when I'm serving in the spirit, then I'm not sinning in the flesh. Because the soul is an entity unto itself. It is your mind, it's your intellect. And with that, you can choose to do one or the other, but you can't do both at the same time. You can only do one at a time. So you have to choose. Do your thing. Do God's thing. Well, maybe God's thing isn't right for you. Well, I understand some people are smarter than God. I imagine if they had their way, we wouldn't have the platypus. They'd have told God how wrong he was for making such a funny-looking critter. They had realized he did that as a joke on the evolutionists. But I praise God that somehow or another he had mercy on me, called me, and has been with me all this time. And he will be with me until I go home with him. And how do I know that? And my faith? My faith is always weak and presumptuous. I know this by his faith, which he put in me and puts in each and every one who will lay down their life and accept the peace that Christ made for us. And that peace is not a warm and fuzzy feeling. It's a peace treaty between man and God. And it requires unconditional surrender. Unconditional surrender. I gave up my rights when I chose Christ. That was 1972 on August the 5th. Around 8:30 in the evening. And I do not feel bad or sorry about it one bit. That's all I got to say.